Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. Back to the late 50s for a couple of beauties. Frankie Ford, Sea Cruise, and Tequila, the Champs. Is it ever too early? I say no. On the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Saturday afternoon running around traffic and laundry list of things to do. And then I tune into Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio. And it reminds me to slow down, slow my brain down, make space for calm and to find joy in the big and little things. So happy to welcome back Judy Liebrack, life coach, bliss expert, creator, and host of Finding Your Bliss, celebrating 5 seasons.
Wow.
This is season number 5. What?
Can you believe it?
I know. Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So, Judy, what have you learned about bliss over all of this time?
I've learned so much from the guests. I would say, number one, to choose happiness. We have a choice. We can actually choose it. Think of something beautiful in every day. Gratitude is the biggest one. And I would say mindfulness meditation. Even if it's just 2 minutes a day, take that time to breathe. I'll tell you something cool. Before every interview with my guests, mm-hmm. I just ask them to gently close your eyes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And let's all just begin by taking in a nice deep breath in through the nose and let it all go.
I need to do that more often.
I know. We do need to do that
Isn't
more
it amazing?
Often?
Like, just a couple of breaths does such a big thing.
A couple of deep breaths, because we do too much shallow breathing because we're always so stressed and running around and doing all kinds of stuff. I feel like popping out of the pandemic and heading into a new and different time, Finding Your Bliss would have been especially relevant for people as they were really trying desperately to find their bliss,
right? Yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of people did some great stuff in the pandemic. They wrote books, they got into meditation, they got into walking, and found their bliss doing that thing they've always wanted, like learning to sing, learning to play an instrument.
Is it, I mean, when you have achieved or found bliss or you're feeling really good in your life, it is possible that it gets interrupted, right? By stuff, you know, unfortunate stuff, things that stress you out.
Yes.
How do you regain the bliss? What have you learned from your guests about that?
What a great question. So it's just refinding. It's just slowing down and, you know, just getting quiet, journaling, doing your walking, just doing those 4 pillars of health, which I think is trying to walk 10,000 steps a day if you can, drinking water, making some time again for the mindfulness. 2 minutes a day makes a huge difference. And just reigniting, talking to a coach, calling me and saying, hey, I want to just re-spark, reignite, and reimagine. And I'm, you know, it's just all about what questions to ask to get you back into that thing that you love. And it can change. You can find a different kind of bliss later on in life. It's always possible to find it, find the same one, or find something completely different. And you go, wow, and try something new and try something that takes you out of your comfort zone.
I feel like we need, I think your underlying message, because everything I'm hearing tells me to focus a little more on me. Like, oh, we get stressed because of external stuff, right?
Yes.
And so I think the idea is, so your list is a really good, the water and the breathing and finding time for that walk and mindfulness, but it all means we actually have to stop and think about these things. Like, I mean, we have to insert these purposeful things into our lives. And that's maybe the challenge a little bit, right? Is still finding time for ourselves, giving ourselves permission to stop and do all these things. I want to say to you, your caliber of guests is next level. You have some of the best guests. Who do you know, and how do you get these people on your show?
And who's coming up in season 5?
Oh, some great people. So starting off tomorrow, Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio, we have Sophie Cliff, the joyful coach from Leeds, England. Her accent alone will just send you. And her tips just about morning routine and how to choose 3 happiness tips a day. She has the coolest tips that just ignite you and get you motivated and inspired to do it. She's just such a fantastic season opener. And guess who I'm interviewing this afternoon?
Oh,
I'm so excited. I can barely wait.
Someone amazing. Who is it?
Well, Sean Menard, the visionary filmmaker, and Erica M., who are doing this fabulous film, 299 Queen Street West, premieres on September 22nd, red carpet at Roy Thomson Hall. And I'll be there. And so excited to talk to him about all of this, and to just go back and revisit, you know, with Strombo and Monica Dial and wow. Rick Campanelli and Eric and all of them. So, and of course, Moses,
of course,
who runs this station, was behind all of it as well. So
amazing. Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And don't you just feel the bliss emanating from Judy, Sam?
I do. I need to take her home with me, though.
I know.
The problem is, as soon as she leaves the room, I'm back to my old self again.
Judy, you give me the tingles. So I think you must emanate bliss because I feel it.
Thank you.
Finding Your Bliss is on every Saturday afternoon at 1 on Zoomer Radio, and its creator and host is Judy Liebrack, life coach, author, columnist, bliss expert, and our friend. Thank you for coming in. Have an awesome new season.
Thank you so much. Thanks to you both. You're sunshine.